From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. A fight among Democrats in the House of Representatives was resolved today when they met to choose their party leaders for the new Congress. In the only contested race, Steny Hoyer of Maryland easily defeated John Murtha of Pennsylvania for the job of majority leader. Murtha was the choice of Nancy Pelosi, who was nominated for speaker today. Now, she says, is a time for healing. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Murtha and Hoyer fought a bitter and brutal battle for the majority leader's post. Hoyer had long been running for the job, raising money for Democratic candidates and counting on the support of many veteran lawmakers as well as most of the incoming freshman class. Murtha had Pelosi and her loyal allies who applied pressure, critics said too much pressure, to give her the number two of her choosing. But the secret ballot vote wasn't even close, 149-86 in favor of Hoyer. Speaking to reporters afterwards, Pelosi said it was time to move on.
As I said, Steny came out a big winner today. It was a stunning victory for him. We've had our debates, we've had our disagreements in that room, and now that is over. As I said to my colleagues, as we say in church, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with us. Let the healing begin.
Hoyer, smiling broadly, appeared happy to move on. Noting he's been working side by side with Pelosi in leadership for 4 years, he lavished praise on the woman who, for the past week, has tried to push him out of the picture.
But she is not the first speaker because she's a woman. She is the first woman speaker because she is a person of deep values, keen intellect, and extraordinary political ability.
Murtha, wearing a somewhat sour expression, praised Hoyer's campaign for leader, though he had accused Hoyer earlier this week of swift-boating him, as he put it, after articles appeared calling attention to Murtha's ethical issues. Murtha's claim on the leader's job was based on his speaking out against the war in Iraq, which Pelosi has credited for helping win the election for Democrats last week. Murtha says he will go on speaking out.
I work passionately all over the country trying to change the direction of the country, and I think I played a big role in that. I'll continue to do that. Nancy asked me to set a policy for the Democratic Party. Most of the Democrats signed on to it. And I think the Bush administration has beginning to get the word.
The other leadership posts were not contested. James Clyburn of South Carolina will become the party's whip, the number three post. Clyburn becomes the highest-ranking African-American in the congressional leadership. Just below him on the leadership ladder will be Rahm Emanuel, rewarded for his efforts on behalf of electing Democrats to their first majority in over a decade with the post of caucus chair. Throughout the past week, Pelosi's involvement in the divisive intra-party squabble between Hoyer and Murtha has left many Democrats scratching their heads and Republicans cheering from the sidelines. Pelosi was asked today if she regrets taking sides in the leadership race.
No, I'm not a person who has regrets. But I do, again, as Steny knows, we've worked together for many years. I have to be who I am, and I am a person who is committed to ending this war.
The war she meant was the war in Iraq, but she might well have been referring to the battling among House Democrats. Still, she's not the first party leader to back the wrong horse in a leadership race. After Republicans won control of the House 12 years ago, Newt Gingrich endorsed Bob Walker as party whip. Walker lost to Tom DeLay. And while DeLay's victory had its own implications for the future, the fight was quickly forgotten, which Pelosi has to hope will be the case this year, too. House Republicans elect their leaders tomorrow. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.